Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is
about to commence.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot, 7:05 on this morning of November the 21st, Thanksgiving week. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460.com.
And it's Monday.
Good morning,
good
Indie Guy and Angel.
It's a good Monday. I think people are kind of getting amped up here. It's the holiday season. I mean, it's hit now. Are you feeling it?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is I talked to people that about shopping here this week. And, I mean, like, and there was a commercial on this morning. Or there was a story on this morning that said these people have been camping out. They started camping out yesterday in a tent. So they can be the very first person to be in the store to buy this TV set.
Well, it's probably like a tradition. It's a Super Bowl, like a Super Bowl tradition.
Yeah, but camping out in a tent for 5 days, so you can go.
Probably save $100.
It seems like there's been a lot of pushback from the from employees and stores that said they don't really want to be in there at 11 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day. And then we saw some ads from this weekend that some stores were open from 9 till on.
Morning
on Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, you're missing out. You're missing out, Carl, on the whole thing. I'm sorry, because I know you don't shop. But trust me, I was right smack in the middle of that Saturday at the mall.
Bought some milk.
And, of course, Thursday night. I know we're kind of, you know, not going down the particular routine we have, but Saturday night, one of the particular stores is going to be open at 12 o'clock midnight. That means you eat Thanksgiving with your family, and they're encouraging people. I mean, the new shopping strategy is...
What, take a nap?
Shop, take a nap, eat, take a nap, or whatever you're doing, watch your games, and then go to the mall. Open at midnight. I understand, I'm not sure if I'm correct on this, but some of the stores are going to be fined if they don't open up at 4.
Oh, yeah.
A.M.
4 a.m. They've got to open at 4 a.m. Well,
And that's that whole Black Friday thing. So that's what's really going on now. And they obviously started to push it out Saturday when we did the Santa came a week early. It was a huge success, by the way, because you didn't have to compete with Santa and the kids. And it was really all for the kids, and they had a blast.
Well, let me tell you about that. Then Saturday night, even though we haven't had a chance to introduce Bad Bob, I tell you what, let's do this. Let's go in and say hello to Bad Bob.
Good morning.
So, Bad Bob, how was it floating around out there in the cold and rain all the weekend?
Well, we managed to look at the water, but all the training was indoors at Coast Guard Island, Alameda.
How fun was it?
Yep.
Did you learn anything new?
Well, I was there just to document a few things. Brenda was there, and she says she was there for the training as the new flotilla commander for Reading Flotilla.
Do you call her a Commodore?
Do you call her sir?
No.
Call her Commodore?
We do not use military rank within the auxiliary.
Do you call her Sweetie Pie?
That, too.
Okay.
Bob's not seeing very much humor today. I think he had a long day.
Yeah. What's the matter?
Oh, I have something going on with my eye. I got to go see the doctor. You know, the usual stuff. The things that come along this time of year. You know, the cold weather and all that.
Everybody's got something. Thought it was like turning once you get past 50, just things start to creak and crack. I mean, hello. I'm here to say I know.
All right, I'll tell you what. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, and there's some things I'm seeing in the.
What do you think about
in the chat pack about things getting stolen? We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Somebody needs to talk to me about that.
But first, we're going to go to the fire department. Let's talk about market of the minute. Let's go there.
Let's go to Wells Fargo advisor Chris Sondak with the market minute.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are sharply lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 233 points at 11,563. The S&P 500 down 25 points at 1,190, while the NASDAQ Composite is giving up 56 points at 2,516. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 138 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 20 cents at $5.58. Ford is also down 20 cents at $9.90. General Electric off 30 cents at $15.35, while Alcoa is down 31 cents at $9.37. Of local interest, PG&E down 57 cents at $38.43, Safeway down 13 cents at $18.99, and North Valley Bank is down 4 cents at $9.61. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.96%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's down $1.37 a barrel at $96.30, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $20.85 an ounce at $17.05.10. Well, silver's down $1.26 at $31.13 an ounce. This is Chris Losondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. We have the Market Minute update at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. And again in the afternoon, it's always good to find out what's going on back on the East Coast in the financial market.
And currently 38 degrees in the downtown weather. It's foggy out. Be careful. We have a 30% chance of rain today with a high of 53. Rain tonight. We are looking at lows of 41. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We've got to take a break here. KCNR 1460.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Ensemble Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Ensemble Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Ensemble Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Ensemble Vineyards.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7:13 in the morning on November the 21st. You know, a lot of people more coming in. See, I said Angel and Indy and Max and Fargan and other people. Talking about last Friday's show, but the we had Occupy Reading on there. That's that's always in the news, and we'll talk about
huge,
that later.
But it's all over the place. I just saw some place that it's spreading across the college campuses. It's not just in Berkeley; spreading across the college campuses. And Facebook, I think the new Facebook comes up with 4 or 5 headlines that are out of Yahoo. It's interesting. So yesterday, when I was trying to catch up on some stuff, I thought, I clicked on, and anyway, what we do? I just want to bring some quickie things to you. We always talk about this day in history, and every day has to be something right. So today is called World Hello Day. And it started in 1972 and has grown enormously since. People in 180 countries have participated, and the heads of states and the heads of states of 114 countries have given their approval. So you just say hello to 10 people on this day, and you can say hello in any language. They might look at you like, are you with the Occupy Reading when you said that in that strange language I don't understand? That's supposed to be a joke. No, but are you guys there? It's Monday morning. I need you.
Well, I was just reading about it. It looks like Senior Chief Burrell's got his uniform stolen out of his truck. But we have to go check that.
This is the second time. If that's a fact, at one time when they had a couple of years back.
Well, things were stolen out of the museum.
Yes.
And storage area.
But when we think of Rob Burrows, we think of the Northern North. There's a long terminology for it. The Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. Yeah. That they kind of are synonymous.
Yeah, we'd have to find out.
List
about
of
that.
Suspects can't be that big. Rob's a big guy. He's not.
Well, it's
bad.
Not
He's
even
just
that.
A big guy.
It's not that. It's people's just stealing. They're just stealing.
It's insane.
It's just stealing. You know, everybody, like I said, the comments are still going on about last Friday when we had Occupy Reddit here. They'll be back. Trust me. We've
somebody in the chat room said that somebody was just going out of their mind.
Yeah, there was a lot of people, you know, and you know what? We didn't really get into the deep stuff there either. We just was kind of an introduction about what do y'all want, you know, what's it take, and all this. There was a an article written by one of the ACLU members about Reading becoming a police state because of Tuesday night when they were discussing the marijuana connection there about what should they have, should they continue with the marijuana dispensaries, et cetera, et cetera. How a one man was escorted out because he had, you know, to break down the, to break down the freedom of speech because even though he had spoken longer than he was supposed to, and even though he had something in his hands that the writer had said it looked like keys to him, it wasn't. They were screws that had been put together, that had been taken out of his body, that he had put together into a kind of like a talisman, you know, to kind of, you know, like to ward off bad spirits. And the police, after a time, took him by his arms, took him outside, found out it wasn't a weapon, they turned him loose. But the thing was, there were so many police there, and I guess there was, because usually you'll see one policeman there, sometimes two or three. I guess a number of the other policemen showed up for one reason or another. However, there was a brawl afterwards, from what I understand, a fight afterwards that was quickly quelled. I don't know if this is truly what people believe is, you know, squashing free speech.
Okay, squashing free speech. Can I just segue? NASCAR.
Oh.
Booing the First Lady.
Yeah, but that's free speech.
I know, but I guess it just...
And Mrs. Biden.
I've got to tell you that for whether you dislike or you like somebody, you still... I guess that's holding... It's a respect thing, like holding reverence for, you know, you've been in the
reverence
military.
Reverence is not the right word.
Well, the respect,
you know, there's
of
a
the
respect,
office, okay?
But... You know, and the thing is she was there
along
with the vice president's wife talking about, you know, something for the military families. It was going to be at NASCAR. But it's NASCAR, and a lot of people don't support her husband or his policies.
I understand that.
But you're right, you know, to boo the first lady. But, you know, in reality, I don't, yeah.
It makes NASCAR look bad.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't everybody.
I know, but it still was. It's just, I think it's a lesson that maybe over the Thanksgiving table we should talk about, no matter how you feel, do you think that that is appropriate? You know, when somebody's making a public appearance.
For political reasons.
I don't care. It's still, they're holding an office and it's the first lady, and I'm old fashioned.
Should the president be booed?
No, I don't think that you can write about it. You can talk. I just don't. To boo somebody is like spitting in their face.
No, it's not.
Well, I think it is.
I agree that it's
skirting something out of your body.
Oh, well, you're going boo. Yeah, you're not spitting on him. You're going boo.
Well, it's a living person. It's not a moving screen.
Have you ever been booed?
I can't remember. I'm sure I have been. If I've been booed, it's been maybe when I was doing a Miss something and people thought I was associated, that the Miss America pageant was, you know, really right wing or something, and somebody might have booed me. But if I have been, I've had to bury it. But you know, you've been in the military.
We don't boo each other in the military.
No, of course not.
We call each other names.
But we talk about, even though you didn't do Vietnam, we know what some of the people came back.
That was wrong. You know what?
And
you're right. People that are disliking somebody and all this, but they have a right to say these things.
All right. Well, I just think, I do not want to hear the fact that you okay that. It's not okay to boo somebody, especially a president of the United States. I don't care whether you like them or not. It's about a respect for the office.
The question is, do they respect the office?
Probably not.
Do they respect the office? I mean, did the president, the president, when he does certain things.
I guess he's probably...
Did Bill Clinton respect his office when he was having oral sex with a 20-year-old in the Oval Office?
No.
Was he respecting his office?
No, but
why should we respect somebody like him?
I'm saying, do you boo him on the street? Do you go when he goes by, boo?
Shunning.
Would you do that?
I'd go...
Don't tell me you would do that. You might give a face look, but don't boo. And now, isn't that funny? This is a personal thing. Just curious how our listeners feel. What do you guys think? Give us a call here. Engage with us,
Angel,
this Monday morning.
You had to go there, didn't you, Carl? Matt said, beat me to it.
Well,
you can respect the office without respecting the person. Okay. All right. We got it. Got to take a break.
I'm not even going to say anything about this.
Okay. We come back. Let's talk about, you know, our super. Okay. Have you heard of this? This is the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, or the Super Committee. My friends, two more days, and automatic deficit cutting goes into effect in 2013, and you're not going to like it. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 7:20 in the morning. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite. Our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Now, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm Carl Linda Boss, 7:23 in the morning on November the 21st. It's Thanksgiving week, so that means that if you're traveling, you're in a heap of trouble because everybody is traveling.
We will
not
be,
not a
too.
Heap of trouble, but you're going to be standing in long lines because this is the busiest week for travel any time of the year, and it's been like that for as long as I can remember.
This is where you should put your finger and your thumb and your middle finger and in the middle while you're standing in line.
Doing what? What does that mean?
Just
you're putting it
calming
where?
Yourself so
oh,
you
is that,
don't
oh, is that
let
one of those,
the people around you, the crazies
you
around
this?
You.
Can you do this? Boo. Boo.
How about buh on the end?
Boo.
Buh.
Boo. Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, the Super Committee. If they don't get something going here in the next 2 days, which it doesn't look like they're going to, since they've all been on the TV and radio blaming each other for not being able to do it, $1.2 trillion over the next 10 years, and it doesn't look like they're going to make it. So that's automatic cuts beginning in 2013. All right, let's just talk about one part of it, the DOD. I've talked about it a lot because I think you really need to understand what's going to happen to the Department of Defense if these things automatically cut in, if something doesn't really big happen. The Army and Marine Corps, which stands at 771,000 men and women, is going to lose 200,000 men and women. The 288 ships we have in the Navy are going down to 238. And by the way, this is the smallest Navy since World War I. 1,739 fighter jets the Air Force has is going down to 1,512. Research and development will be cut drastically, even though it's only 11% of the budget. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, yeah, these are cuts, but, you know, we need to make cuts. Well, here's the questions you need to ask yourself. China is building aircraft carriers, has launched their first one. Will they remain our friend? Is the Middle East really going to go toward peace? The Arab Spring, is that going to be peaceful? Right now they just killed 11 in Cairo during the riots. Is this going to be a peaceful part of the world from now on? Oh, will Iran give up its quest for nukes? Oh, maybe. Will there be resource wars? When will they start? Resources are running out. Water. Look at water battles are already starting in our own state. What happens when the resource battles really begin? Will North Korea stay in place? What unseen threat is out there that could arise? All of these are important. All of these could happen at the time we're cutting our military back drastically. I mean drastically. Over the next 10 years. So, you have to ask yourself, is this what we're going to do?
I just had this is what we love about, you know, you put the word out, the word just came in. I just have to share, Carl, that Rob Burrows did have his it was stolen out of his truck. His uniform accidentally left the passenger door unlocked. This particular friend have said that he was at her table for the Exchange Club luncheon, and they think a lady, why is there more thefts coming from women? Women! We have to stick together. This is not the way to do it. Anyway, so they think a lady got into his truck. What the heck? Ugh. Anyway, I'm sorry that I interrupted, but you know what? That was right in the middle of, you know, you put the word out, it comes back. Thank you, listeners. We love you. Yeah. Keep us informed. You help us keep informed.
Well,
we
you
can
know,
get
the
that
thing
out.
About, the thing about it is that and I hope he gets it back. Yeah.
Well, and he does so much to serve this community. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Somebody just said that they were streaming the show in McDonald's. Is this right? I got this off the chat pack. Somebody just complained that he was streaming the show.
And
Mickey D's has asked him to leave. Could this be true? Would they do that?
No, but you know, did somebody hack?
No.
Anyway,
we have a nice show.
We have coming after the 7 at the 7:30 after Fox News. You know, we do have a gastroenteritis doctor. What is it called? Gastrointestinal, GI doctor, and we are going to be talking about what's going on with our Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, and also we also have Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute is going to be here at 8 o'clock talking about what your rights are as parents when it comes to schools, what are teachers' rights when it comes to unions. There's a lot of things that the Pacific Justice Institute takes on, and we're going to have him here as our guest at 8 o'clock. One of the things, though, before we go on our break is, it looks like the United States is invading Mexico. That's right. Wild hogs are moving across the border into Mexico and destroying the area's economy. It's costing them money. So Mexico has to come up with a plan to kill 50,000 wild pigs. It seems like they sleep in the U.S. during the day and go over into Mexico at night and eat and forage. I'm sorry. Does anybody else see this as being funny? They're coming out of Texas. You know, the wild pigs in Texas. All right. When we come back, we're gonna have the latest in the quest against fighting cancer right here on the show. Carl and Linda Bott. 7:30 in the morning. KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks falling in early trading as investors watch developments on the debt debate going on in Washington, D.C. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 210 points. There's little hope for a deal to tackle the U.S. debt problem. The Congressional Deficit Super Committee has until Wednesday to create a plan. It would need to slash the deficit by $1.2 trillion over the next decade. But members remain divided over terms for spending cuts and tax increases. If the committee fails to reach a deal, $1.2 trillion in automatic spending cuts will kick in beginning in 2013, with half of them coming from defense budgets. And today we'll find out if shoppers say they'll spend big or cut back this holiday season. The Consumer Federation of America and the Credit Union National Association will release survey results showing their most recent projections. The survey focuses on shoppers' intentions and finds out if they plan to spend less or more compared to last year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years, from rock chips to cracks. A quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster, 241-8373, 241-8373.
What a state of generosity, look what my agent got for me, just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more, but now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning. It's November the 21st. It's Thanksgiving week.
Yes, and people start traveling today, so be careful.
Thanksgiving,
uh-huh, and if you are driving... Really? Can you teach me that song?
Eat a bird. Oh, yeah. What's well,
a and what goes after that? Da 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 da. What's that?
Let's see. Eat the turkey and eat the gravy. Yeah, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, well, you think about
okay,
it.
I'll,
don't start and
I'll
stop.
I'll just shut up now.
Currently 38 degrees downtown here at the KCNR studios. And we're looking at chance of rain today, 53 degrees, with lows tonight of around 41. This is a monthly segment that we have that we always look forward to. Sarah Erickson from Lung Affair, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
And we're always talking, each month there's a different kind of a cancer awareness. Interestingly enough, our doctor, our specialist today, I never can say this.
Gastroenterologist.
Yeah, we always say the upper GI or a GI doc. Dr. Danuka, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Carl and Indra, for having me here.
Okay. Well, it's Stomach Cancer Awareness Month and Lung Cancer Awareness, right?
Yes.
Okay, so welcome to the program.
Thank you.
The you know, when we talk, here we are talking about Thanksgiving and you know, stuffing our stomachs.
Well, we become aware of when we see our family, where it's much more, I think, of a community or a communing with people around this time of year. So, let's talk about what we need to talk about today. How's that?
Okay. Dr. Nick, I brought him in today to talk about stomach cancer. We typically talk about lung. And stomach cancer actually used to be common in the United States, but not so much anymore. And Dr. Danuka, he's somebody that sees this stuff every day. Maybe he can let us know the statistics.
Okay. So for the benefit of your listeners, let me confess to one fact first. I am a poor replacement for my wife, who's an oncologist and who generally talks about lung cancer. So please bear with me for being here, but hopefully I could talk about and tell you a few things about Thanksgiving dinner, actually. Here.
Well, we're already charmed. We're already charmed, so go ahead.
The interesting things about Thanksgiving dinner is just bring yourself back to 19th century. Think of a big turkey. Think of a lot of food which is being cooked and then not consumed. But you wouldn't throw it away. What would you do with it in 19th century? America wasn't that rich. What would you do at that time?
Oh, you make it into turkey hash. You save it for leftovers. You do all those
perfect
things.
And what do you use for that? A lot of salt, a lot of pickling, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so,
back then.
And there was no refrigeration.
No refrigeration, right.
But you would not throw the food away, and you would consume it for a long time. What does that do to us? Because you couldn't preserve fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. You would preserve it with the salt, with the pickling, and consume it for a long time. And interestingly enough, that in 20th century, as the refrigeration became more common, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables became more common and easily available, and people didn't preserve their food without refrigeration for a long time, the incidence of stomach cancer went down. Stomach cancer used to be the number one killer amongst the cancers until the 1980s in the whole worldwide world. But in places like Asia and Latin America, it's still extremely common, but not so much in America. Why? Because of refrigeration.
Because we refrigerate things.
Exactly.
Now, instead of preserving them through salt or brine
exactly.
or other ways.
And because we don't consume as much of salted and pickled things anymore, we have more fresh fruits and vegetables because of not just refrigeration, also better methods of preservation for the transportation of these good antioxidants from the farms to our table. So for that reason, fortunately for us, stomach cancer has gone down very quickly over the last 100 years. And in America, it's no longer such common disease that it used to be. Almost 20,000 patients will be diagnosed with stomach cancers nowadays in America. Unfortunately, they do get diagnosed at a late stage because people don't realize that they may have it. So the symptoms are extremely subtle and can be easily missed. So one has to be more aware of that. And the only way to diagnose that is an endoscopy. Just
Could you explain to us what that is? Is that the little wire that goes down the...
Right. So, a disclosure. I'm an endoscopist, so I'm not trying to drum up a business here, but I just want to say that people can have a lot of minor symptoms like just feeling vaguely ill, feeling weak because of blood loss, being anemic, and may not realize something is wrong, and especially the elderly people. They may have a little bit of symptoms of gas, feeling discomfort, not major symptoms, losing weight. So if you have those symptoms, the only way to diagnose it is an endoscopy, which is basically a light at the end of a long tube with a camera attached to it, which we introduce through the mouth into the stomach, take a look at the stomach and do some biopsies. Fortunately, we have it much less common here, not so much as in Asia. It is extremely common, continues to be number two common cancer there still.
And this is because we have fresher foods, right. Refrigerate more and all right. This. But it is still something that can, it's an insidious disease that if you're not aware of things that are going on with your body, it can get you.
Absolutely.
So
one more thing I would like to point out, even though it is much less common in America today, our Hispanic population, those from Latin America, are at much higher risk of having it. Why? Because there's a second reason which people may have this cancer, apart from what I mentioned earlier. There's a bacteria called H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori, which is extremely common in Latin America. So people who are from Latin America, especially the first generation immigrants, are at much higher risk of having this stomach cancer. So that must be kept in mind. So is true for Asian population. People who migrate from Asia are extremely at higher risk of having this cancer. So those are two specific groups which have to be at much.
We have to take a break, and when we come back, we are talking about Cancer Awareness Month. I'm curious, Dr. Danuka, how one chooses their specialty. We'll be right back after these messages. The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Support our local veterans by making your donation this month during RABA's second annual Salute to North State Veterans. Many are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support, and medical services. With your kind donation, RABA can provide passes making our veterans' lives easier. Please call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart located in the Town and Country Shopping Center to make your donation. For every dollar raised, RABA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. Call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart today and say thank you to our vets.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center's Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA to register. Or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. The whole family can join in on the fun at the Turkey Trot on Thanksgiving morning. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the little gobblers 8 years and under, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and for the more serious runner, the timed 6-mile race. Register by November 15th to guarantee a sweatshirt in your size. Shasta Regional Medical Center's Couch to Turkey Trot is on. Start off your Thanksgiving Day with a family tradition the whole family will enjoy. And be sure to enter the Couch to Turkey Trot drawing for a free $500 gift certificate for a couch at Kubler's Furniture. Trot on down and register today at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA. All proceeds from the Turkey Trot will benefit Shasta Family YMCA, plus one mentors, Shasta Family Justice Center, and Girls on the Run. For more questions, go to ShastaRegional.com.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place. Like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat. Or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all. And save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:45 in the morning on November the 21st. It's 39. It cannot be right, 39 degrees out there.
It's 39 degrees. We love it, though.
39 degrees. Are you sure, Bad Bob? Are you sure?
It's so fall.
Yes, lots of fog in the outlying area.
Yeah, and there's lots of fog, so be careful when you're driving into town.
I know, and this is Thanksgiving week. This is the most heavily traveled
week
of the year. And your kids are back in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, you know what? Here we are. They are. They're back in.
They were probably screaming their heads off last night for the Eagles game.
That general area.
Did you like the game last night?
The game was okay. I think Philadelphia won the game, which is they're not my favorite team. In fact, I don't have a favorite team.
I was wondering.
I don't. I just don't. I don't watch it.
We don't watch
much.
A lot of football.
But my son-in-law was probably jumping up and down when the Eagles scored, and then the New York Giants came back and almost, coming down to score again. I could just see he was depressed. And then they intercepted a pass. So
it's like, I'm with you there, Carl. I mean, I like to watch a good fight, but I don't care who's winning. I just want to see a good fight. I want to watch a good game, like, give me something. So it's really a drag when you're watching the Super Bowl and it's just a dud. Anyway.
Let's go back to what we were talking about completely. Off the track here.
That's okay. That's what
we
do here.
We have Sarah Erickson from the Lung Affair, and of course, Dr. Danuka, who is a gastroenterologist. Is that close enough?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, we were talking
stomach cancer, which is not as prevalent as it used to be because we have refrigeration. We don't eat the salt and have that stuff stored in our stomach like we used to. But you still, the signs are very subtle.
Right.
Before we took a break, we were asking the doctor here, first of all, let's talk about a day, two subjects here. First, give us what it looks like with a day in your life with work.
Let me say this. An hour without work is better than a day at work. At any place, but my work mostly includes doing endoscopies, which is looking inside the GI tract or the guts, for that matter, which includes looking in the stomach, doing an endoscopy, doing a colonoscopy for prevention and early detection of colon cancer, doing the different specialized endoscopies for gallstones. And,
so you're a scope guy.
I am a scope guy.
You're a scopist. Okay, now we know. You're the scope guy. That's all right. You got to be friends with your scope guy.
Yeah, we have people in the chat room that know you. Kind of. You know them. In fact, you know them pretty well.
I hope they're not talking bad about me.
Yeah, no. I've been like...
Because if they are, you're really going to be sorry next time.
Well, it's really... I have to... let's put a face on this, doctor. How do you pick your specialty? When you're going through med school, you have the fascination of medicine, but, somebody could decide, to do ENT or, the breast or oncology like your wife, and you decide to go into the stomach. Share with our listeners what the words I want to say inspired you.
Well, according to my 12-year-old daughter, it would be my fascination with all the things which are uncleanly. That fascinated me with this field. But the reality is that I liked playing video games as a growing child. And my parents insisted that I study and go to medical school. So growing up in India, I couldn't go against their wishes. But as soon as I could, I picked up a specialty which lets me play video games, like doing an endoscopy and a colonoscopy. That's the reason I went to this.
We are just...
We have a guy here says he's going to see you next month. our chatter, I'm not going to give your name because it may be one the doctor recognizes. The doc's hands seem to be shaking a little bit here this morning. So.
This is rich. This is some rich stuff right here. And we can laugh all we want, but we're going to be on the table.
Yes.
And I got to be on the table. I haven't done it yet, and I would be okay. I think I'm going to be okay if I'm on your table.
Let me share with my listeners one thing. I'm having a colonoscopy myself today, so I'm...
Today?
Yes, later in the evening, so I'm having a taste of my
heart.
Well, you can sit here now.
A lot of people take off work for 2 days when they...
It's not that bad, really.
Well, you know, it's the it's stuff not. I think you have to take bad beforehand.
Bob still whines about it.
I don't want to take too much time from lung cancer and stomach cancer away here, but maybe I could come back in March when it's the Colon Cancer Awareness Month and talk about that.
Well, absolutely, because that's something also that can be, when it's found, it can be, and it can be cured.
Absolutely. It's extremely treatable if detected early. And again, you know, that's the major reason I went to this field, because there is so much you can do in this field which can prevent the illness and the death, which is not so easy. It's a very preventable disease. That's actually the major reason to answer your question.
Okay, let me hit one more time. What is a major symptom for stomach cancer? If you were going to tell somebody this is what you need to watch out for, what would it be?
Okay. Poor appetite, anemia, and weight loss, and stomach discomfort.
Okay. So if somebody has stopped eating, and these are things you want to look at for your parents and your loved ones, if somebody, they've lost their appetite, anemia, their weakness there because they're bleeding, obviously. Okay.
And stomach discomfort.
Stomach discomfort, okay. Hey, we got to take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Sarah about lung cancer and what's going on with the latest with that.
And also, coming up later, Dr. John is here.
Yeah.
Did he just pop by to say hi?
He just popped by to say hi.
Oh, I thought he was going to say he was going to have an announcement or something, too. We'll find out after the break. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco & Brew?
Tobacco & Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petit Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petit Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco & Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco & Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving dinner buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Let us do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved breast of turkey, baked ham, steamed clams, and roasted salmon with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $18.95, children $7.95, children under 5 eat free. Reservations are preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. 7:55 in the morning, November the 21st, 39 degrees out there. I'm laughing because, so did the doc drink a gallon of stuff yesterday?
He's smiling. He said, hasn't left the room yet. Usually I hear that you're not supposed to leave. You know, you can't be but 2 inches from the bathroom with your hand on the handle.
Can you request not to be woke up until you're done? That's another question. I will pay extra.
We're laughing, but it's the truth.
No, these are people asking these
questions. Some people can't be sedated.
I'm sorry?
Well, we're still talking about colonoscopies here.
Everybody's sedated, I thought.
Yeah, but some people say that they kind of know what was going on, but they didn't feel it. So I don't know why. People are just interested about scope. B, you're the scope guy now. Sarah, I'm sorry, we'll get to you in a minute.
Okay. Bad Bob's face. I've got to take a photo of this because look on his face right now when we said, "Hey, were you awake?"
It doesn't work all that well.
You know, I had a great experience.
Don't you take a couple Valium or something?
Met some nice people.
Don't you take?
We give something in the IV.
Yes.
To sedate the people, which may or may not be complete sedation. Maybe like twilight zone sedation versus deep sedation, and some people prefer to do it without sedation, which can be done, and I've done it before.
But
I wouldn't do it for myself.
Well, people that want to have it done without sedation,
I wouldn't do it for myself, doctor. Well, no, I'm sure the reason. Oh, wait, that's gross.
Okay, all right.
Don't even go there.
Let's just stop. Let's just stop. Enough of this. Okay.
They want to know.
Maybe they don't want to have that in their system.
In March, you'll
be back, and we'll talk about this for a long time. Maybe you can bring in 50 feet of hose.
I love to.
Hear the major sound of suckage. Oh, God. We can do it live on the air. How's that? Why not?
Do a live colostomy?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you're due one.
I am due one. I'm 53 and haven't had one. I think, what are the statistics? You're supposed to be, what, 50 after 50?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well,
darn. Okay,
I've
I'm
been
sorry.
Kicking around.
We have.
Just one. Katie Couric had it on TV.
See, I'm not all the weirdo here. She had a colon. Well, that her husband died from colon cancer.
She
correct?
Had one. She was from Katie Couric.
Katie Couric.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, if NBC can do it,
we can do it.
Yeah. So what happened when that was not too long
ago? We lost control here.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
We'll talk, Doc. Put me out. Okay. All right. Sarah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right. Lung cancer here. We only got like 4 minutes left.
That's okay. I'm just here to remind everybody it's also Lung Cancer Awareness Month. It's the leading cause of all cancers. And actually, it is higher in Shasta County. It's 60% higher death rate from lung cancer in Shasta County than it is in the rest of the state of California.
Why?
Smoking.
Is it we just smoke a lot?
We smoke a lot more here. Could be related to socioeconomic status as well.
Symptoms.
Coughing up blood, chest pain, fatigue.
That one right there is a good one. I mean, you cough up blood, you know right away.
Or a chronic cough.
Yeah.
Most symptoms, they don't appear till it's way too late and the cancer's already spread.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we're looking at you because it's...
you know, when we set this up with you, and it's, how long has it been now?
Like 8-9 months?
Eight or nine months.
Once a month you come in with a specialist.
She came in and she just said, I'd like to do a story on cancer or do a segment. And somehow caught me in a weak spot. And we ended up doing this every month. But I am really
so
happy
glad
that
every time
we
do it.
Every time we do it. First of all, we meet really fine medical professionals that help spread the word about what's going on out there to our listeners. And, you know, maybe some things, maybe if we can reach one person that's got a symptom that goes, hey, you know what? I've got that. And everybody we've brought on has been very knowledgeable and very open about what they're talking about. So we're very happy that we've done this, and we will continue to do this as long as, you know, this is another one of those things you wish you could put people out of business. You know, the cancer, you know, the ones that have to operate in this. You know, you want to put those people out of business. You want to put the people out of business that are doing great things, but... You know, it's because they're saving people and from diseases you wish weren't even there.
Exactly.
We wish that, too.
I know you do. I know you would like just to sit there all day long.
Absolutely.
And just say, well, you know, I've only seen two people today instead of 50.
Or you've seen 50 and everybody's on a healthy track. You know, they're doing all the
good.
Right things.
Or everybody you see is
yeah.
healthy.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Danuka. And thank you so much, Sarah. We appreciate it. Any last-minute thoughts?
I just want to thank everybody that came to the Lung Affair. We had 160 people and raised a bunch of money. And
yay.
Just want to thank all of our sponsors, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Medical Center, New West Medical Center, and Pace Cancer Center.
Well,
all
that's
right.
Great.
Shout out. Yes.
And then we also want to...
Oh, and we have one more event coming up. It's a lung cancer awareness event, November 30th. We are handing out free T-shirts and lung cancer awareness information, as well as smoking cessation information. And that will be on the corner of Rosalind and West Street, headed up to Mercy Hospital.
All right.
Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. We come back. Brad Dacus so from Pacific Justice Institute will be talking to us.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How do you investigate a child sex abuse scandal? Turning a university upside down? You bring in the former head of the FBI. That's what Penn State's doing. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Dave, former FBI Director Louis Free will head Penn State's Board of Trustees investigation into how the university handled allegations of child sex abuse by a former assistant football coach.
We will conduct it fairly, but also aggressively. And we expect that we will have a lot of information to turn over to the public when we're done.
Free also announcing a toll-free hotline for tips. State investigators, the NCAA, and Department of Education are also looking into the scandal, though Jerry Sandusky has said he's innocent, Dave.
Jeff, they've had a lot of meetings, but the 12 Republicans and Democrats on Congress's super deficit-cutting committee apparently won't meet their deadline. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor live in Washington.
To get an agreement processed through Congress, there would probably have to be a deal today. All indications are there won't be. The sticking points have been the same for months. Most Republicans won't accept any increases in taxes, and most Democrats will not accept any deal without higher taxes. Each party is blaming the other, and Republicans, like Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, blame President Obama for not joining the negotiations himself.
The commander-in-chief is absent from battle.
The White House denies that and says the super committee should keep working. Dave?
Now, Steve, the Wall Street Zone, you see the Dow is down 307 points. More homes were bought last month. Previously owned home sales up a little over a percent, but it was also a big jump in deals falling through at the last minute. At least 24 are dead. In 3 days of protests in Cairo, Egypt,
the activists are upset at the slow pace of democratic reform and are demanding that the military ruling council hand over power to a civilian leadership.
That's Fox's Rena 9. And the U.S. wants to punish Iran some more, along with Britain and Canada. New financial and energy sanctions over Iran's nuclear program. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Introducing OnStar FMV. For my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Emergency.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. Kel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Maybe I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
You've probably seen all the ads advertising Black Friday, the big day after Thanksgiving shopping blitz. Many stores will open at midnight or earlier, but some Target workers aren't buying it. Angry. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave, Target is opening at midnight on Black Friday, and more than 190,000 people are asking the retailer to make it later so employees don't have to report to work on Thanksgiving. Employee Anthony Hardwick started the online petition, but Target says he isn't even working those days because they honored his time off request. Hardwick says this isn't about him.
It is about everybody that I work with, everybody that works in retail.
Some retailers are opening even earlier than Target at 9 or 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Dave?
Jennifer, a baseball player stabbed to death in his home country, the Netherlands. Greg Hallman played for the Seattle Mariners. Dutch police have arrested his brother in the killing. The executive director of the Philadelphia Marathon says her thoughts are with the families and friends of two runners who collapsed and died during Sunday's race. Another runner, Edward McCann, also collapsed during the marathon but survived.
I just woke up and I had to look to see where I was.
The two runners who died have apparently suffered heart attacks. Twilight has done it again. Another huge weekend in theaters for the fourth movie.
The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1 picking up where the franchise left off, taking the top spot at the box office.
Get ready. They're coming for Bella. They're not gonna touch her.
If you kill her, you kill me.
Breaking Dawn pulling in more than half of its nearly $143 million on opening night.
I, Edward Cullen, take you, Bella Swan.
For better or for worse.
It's the second best debut for the franchise and the fifth best ever. Chris Honig, Fox News Radio.
Tony Stewart is NASCAR's new champion. He won the final race yesterday, just edging out Carl Edwards, and then he beat Edwards in a tiebreaker after the two were tied for points after the end of the season. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio and Carl and about 8:05 in the morning, November the 21st. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and they're filled up right now, but they're going to be opening up in a minute. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we are chatting. Good morning to everybody in our chat room. Indy, Sharon, Sherco, Admin, Max. John is there. Elizabeth, good morning.
Okay, and we were welcome,
well,
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth's even on the line. Good morning,
hey,
Elizabeth.
Hey, great. What's
There's
going
two
on?
Of us. It must be two.
Is there two?
Hey. Hey, I hope you guys are going to have a great Thanksgiving this week.
Same for you.
Well, you know, same to you all.
Yeah. Do you stay in town or you got family here?
Well, we're all over the place.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so what's going on tonight?
Tonight we have John Kabachek, who is from NFIB, which is the National Federation of Independent Business, and he's coming up from Sacramento. And we had him on the We the People radio probably about a month ago, maybe a little bit longer. And he's going to give us an update on specifically what's happening to small business in California. And he's an excellent speaker. We thoroughly enjoyed him on the radio show. And he's gonna kind of plug into some legislation that's happening. They are the largest and the oldest lobbying group for the private enterprise in the nation. So if you have a small business, if you believe in small business, definitely come tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at the Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road. So we'll have a great turnout. He is an incredible speaker.
Well, we have a small business, and we believe in small businesses. That's the backbone of this country, as everybody knows.
Absolutely.
Well,
hey,
super.
And if I could go on another tack real quickly,
sure.
I won't take too much time, but this weekend several of us attended a workshop with Project Taken.
Oh!
And we did the 8-hour workshop.
Yeah.
On Saturday. It was extraordinary. It was amazing.
Project Taken. That was that guy who
this
came in.
This is the young man,
yes,
that I
yeah,
came
Cameron,
in.
Cameron Gamble.
Wow, he was spectacular.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. So is he going to come back again soon?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to pre-record a show for this coming Sunday. We'll be in the studio on Tuesday. We are going to have Cameron Gamble. We are going to have participants that were in the class.
Great.
And we're going to have the actors that drove up from Sacramento that played the bad guys. So we're going to have the whole thing.
Okay.
We're going to do a follow-up, and we're going to get the impressions and the feedback from all of the people that actually went through the class.
Great, great. Yeah, I know. So we're doing a pre-recording here, like you said, tomorrow.
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Yeah, we do those things.
Yeah, we do.
That is so cool. Gosh.
Yeah. So that'll be
I understand that he actually puts you in an environment that is if you were held hostage.
He does. He hires professional actors. I mean, they use handcuffs. They use the whole thing.
Oh.
And they literally, well, I can't tell everybody because I want people to go.
No, you need to go. But this is what happens. What he's trying to do is prevent your family or yourself being taken.
Yeah.
You know, during a time of unrest, and what to do, how to handle yourself if you are taken. Things to tell your kids. It's almost like your own mini survive
yeah.
escape.
How to be aware of your surroundings. How to
yeah.
know something's different. In this day and age, it's just really important that things aren't the way they used to be. I mean, that's undeniable. And so he teaches you how to stay safe and how to avoid abduction.
Okay. And you know what? Being aware. And
yeah.
And this class, you know what? If you know, if the thing about a class like this is it can save you, you know, it can save you from heartbreak,
mm-hmm.
and not even know it because you're aware, and so you don't do certain things, and so then things
right.
don't happen to you.
And this workshop is 8 hours, so you definitely
right.
get your money's worth.
Wow. All
then
right.
you follow that up with a good shooting class.
Yeah, there you go.
A concealed carry class. There you go. All right.
Get it while you can.
Okay, all right. Elizabeth,
only
thank you very
this
much.
Station.
That's okay.
Okay,
with
that's tonight at 6 o'clock though, and out on Bonneview.
Yeah, 2570. Spread the word if you have a small business or your family does or your friends do.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank
guys.
You.
Have
Elizabeth.
A great holiday.
You
too.
Thank you very much.
And of course, that's Elizabeth from We the People, who have a
that's
Sunday
right.
morning show and so informative here on KCNR. Currently 39 degrees downtown, and I think we have.
Okay, we have Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I don't know if you got to hear that last phone call or not, but we were talking about small business. We were also talking about a class that was done over the weekend called Taken, and it's to prevent people from being taken, I guess, and make it harder for people to be kidnapped, also to be more aware of your surroundings, how to secure your home better, and all those. They just had a seminar on that this weekend. So we are going to have you on as soon as we come back from our break. And Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute, we're going to be talking about the rights of parents, the rights of union members, and also what is the Pacific Justice Center. But first, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor for the Market Minute.
Well, real quick, Brad, hold the line. You're going to drop off for a second, but hold the line, okay?
All right. Chris Lasondek with the Market Minute.
Good morning,
Chris.
Carl.
Good morning.
Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the new trading week, and the markets remain sharply lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 293 points at 11,502. The S&P 500 is down 28 points at 1187. Well, the NASDAQ Composite's giving up just about 64 points at 2508. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 250 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 50 cents at 1792. Intel's off 73 cents at 2356. Microsoft down 26 cents at $25.04. While Apple's down $7.87 at $367.14. Of local interest, Safeway down 22 cents at $18.90. Walmart's off 53 cents at $56.68, and Tri-County's Bank down 36 cents at $14.21. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.96%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.29. Crude oil's down $2.05 a barrel at $95.62, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $34.40 an ounce at $16.91.19, while silver's down $1.56 at $30.83 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute every morning at 7:10, 8:10, 9:05, and again in the afternoon. And it gives us a good way to figure out what's going on Wall Street from our friends over at Wells Fargo. This is Carl Lindabad. Our guest is Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute, and we are going to talk to him when we get back. It's 8:13 in the morning, 40 degrees.
Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, 3 generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Granite has stood the test of time, depicting beauty and durability. At Estate Granite, we work with you to provide your home with beauty, durability, and increasing its value. Your home is your castle, so trust our old-world craftsmen who pride themselves on the details, using the latest and newest technology, ensuring quality and style at a price you can afford. Estate Granite, Our reputation is carved in stone. Call them today, 241-7866, estategranite.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Body, 15 in the morning. 40 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the finest in getting coffee. You know, great prices. The girls there know how to make that favorite latte. It's 40 degrees. Time to go down there and get some of that great stuff. And they've got the holiday coffee going. Then you have, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley make sure that veterans get discounts there. I mean, you can't ask for more than Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's go to our guest.
Brad
from Pacific Justice Institute. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, you know, Brad, can you tell us a little bit, one, about what the Pacific Justice Institute is?
Oh, certainly. We at the Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit legal defense organization, a 501c3, and we specialize in defense of parental rights, religious freedom, and other basic civil liberties under the Constitution. We have a network, we have the largest network of attorneys of its kind on the West Coast, over 500 volunteer affiliate attorneys, over 1,000 nationwide. We have 5 offices in California. And we handle more case matters on the West Coast addressing these issues than any organization in the country, bar none. Last year we handled roughly 4,000 requests for assistance, all without charge.
Wow. Now, when you say that you're, it's a nonprofit organization, you're doing this for free, and what you're really into is establishing and ensuring the rights of people.
Right, absolutely. We don't take on divorce cases or personal injury cases or those kind of things. But we do get involved when we see parents' rights by the government are being trying to trot on them through public schools or those kinds of things, or rights of parents to homeschool, or religious freedom, the rights for the ability for a church or synagogue to build or expand, or someone be able to, a child be able to share their faith on recess or at school without being reprimanded. Those kinds of issues, or defending our national motto, "In God We Trust, Our Currency," which was a major victory we had earlier this year and before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Those are all the kinds of things that we get involved in. That's letting the opinions of religious institutions and the opinions of parents and family be able to be protected from overt government control and intrusion.
Well, we're talking right now, if you're just tuning in, with Brad Dacus, who is the president of Pacific Justice Institute. We do have a very active chat room, Brad, and right now we've got you up and we're watching the video. You can go to PacificJusticeInstitute.com and find out more about how your rights as a parent, or if you're feeling that somewhere your child or your rights have been taken over by the government. Question that I have for you, Brad, is was your institute involved with the I can't remember the name of it, about the guy just did not want one nation under God in the school in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah, we filed an amicus brief on that case, that friend of the court brief on that, and Michael Lidow, the gentleman who challenged that, shortly after that, he challenged our national motto, "In God We Trust, on our currency." And we defended that in the Ninth Circuit and won. And the Supreme Court upheld that decision as well as the constitutionality of our Pledge of Allegiance, the mention of God. So, and mind you, I think it's real important to note the courts didn't say that the government has the ability to endorse a religion. It acknowledged that the mention of God is the rights inherent to, given to us from God, or fundamental right, is a totally separate animal from the government endorsing a particular religion or theology.
You know,
go ahead. We both looked at each other. We're going to have to take a break. Please stay with us. And when we come back, I'm sure there's several questions that from our chat room that we would like to ask Brad Dacus, who is the president of the Pacific Justice Institute. One of the questions, of course, is the changing of textbooks with the rights of, you know, that's passing in certain states of the same-sex marriage, and how involved we can be as a family towards the disagreement on that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
It's time for R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old and get me out of this rhyming mode.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Hi, I'm Bill from Chameleon Photographics. Let us take your wedding images from ordinary to extraordinary. Since 2001, we at Chameleon Photographics have combined the best of photojournalistic, fashion, illustrative, and traditional styles in our approach to wedding photography. Contact us at 241-4130 or on the web at www.chameleonphotographics.com. We're proud sponsors of the Don Shulman Show.
Chameleon Photographics, endorsed by the Shasta County Wedding Professional Association.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl Lund, about 8:23 in the morning, November the 21st. We are going for, this is Thanksgiving week and holiday week. And, you know, we start out in the, this morning, you know, talking about, you know, illegal alien hogs going into Mexico and how the Mexican government is trying to push them back into the United States. I think there should be like maybe a one for one. But the, you know, trade. The other things we talked about, of course, was cancer awareness and tubes and hoses. And that was a scary part. Though people here are saying they really enjoyed that segment, too. But this segment with Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute is just as important, if not more so, when we start talking about rights. Good morning and welcome back to the show, Brad.
Oh, great to be on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, you know, we talk about, you know, the rights of parents and all that, but you also are defending the rights of teachers against unions. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, all union workers we defend their rights specifically. And just to get to blow some of them out of the water this morning, so I don't want to get in an accident when I say this. So we defend the rights of every union worker in America to no longer pay any of their dues to the union and have all of their union dues, every penny of it, diverted to a charity of their choice that's in agreement with their faith and conviction.
Now, can you, is that the law?
That is the law. It's been the law for more than three decades under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, amended in 1971. And if someone has, all someone has to do is in writing, we'll work it through with them step by step without charge. We have information on our website. I have a model template letter for them to look at and use. But all they have to do is in writing just make it state how the issues, causes, or candidates, or even just the institution itself, the unions violate their deeply held beliefs or religious convictions, and stick in a few verses if they could to support it. And then the union has to comply with that, has to accommodate them, and allow all of their union dues, not just the political portion, but I mean all of their union dues, to be diverted to a charity that's in agreement with their faith and convictions.
Well, now, you don't see this a lot in the news, that people can do this, do you?
You're right. It's the biggest kept secret out there, and that's why we at the Pacific Justice Institute are working on a concerted effort to really have an awareness campaign, because we discovered that word of mouth is not good enough for people to really realize it. When we say it, they go, they say themselves, they're in denial. They say, no, that must be something else, or no, that's not apply to me and my union, or it applies to every single union worker in the United States of America, whether they work for the government or the private sector. It doesn't matter. It applies to all of their union dues, not just the political portion, but also the fair share, the agency fee. And they have to be allowed to give it to a charity that they agree with, that supports with their convictions.
So I'm a member.
It's every year from looking forward, not backwards, but looking forward.
Uh-huh. So I'm with the SIEU, and I don't like what they're doing with my union dues and how they're supporting it or anything. I just have to do is write a letter to them and say, I don't agree with this. I want my union dues to be, all of my union dues to go to this charity for the heart
right.
fund.
But what we encourage you to do is, because oftentimes the union will see the letter and they'll go, oh, you have to be a Jehovah's Witness or something for this to apply. They do all kinds of tricks to prevent someone from respecting it. So all you have to do is, an atheist could use this. It doesn't have to be a particular religion. But all is go to our website, which is simply pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. And there on that website, you'll be able to you'll be able to have it protected. And your rights and under the law, and you'll be able to fill it out. And then we always encourage people to contact our office and let us see the letter that you've prepared, so we can make sure that it's strong enough and clear enough. And we'll work with that without charge throughout the whole process. Now, sometimes people choose Pacific Justice Institute as the charity they want to support, but they don't have to. We're very sensitive and respectful for people to choose whatever charity they feel the desire to choose.
Okay. You know, I see, that if parents, I mean, it's going back to parents' rights. Can a parent, and I see this one about Rainbow Day, where y'all got involved, I believe, in this one, where a middle school parent said they didn't like what was going on, or they didn't agree with what was going on for Rainbow Day, and wanted to change it, and there was a fight started over that?
Oh, right. Yeah, this school district, well, in San Jose, decided that they wanted this middle school to have this day addressing bullying, but it was only addressing bullying as applied to alleged kids who were allegedly homosexual. Of course, at that age, that's ludicrous to even go there. But that's what they're pushing. Well, this parent said, look, hey, I'm very reasonable here. I just feel it's only, if you want to really address bullying and not turn this into a propaganda campaign to promote this sexual lifestyle, then why don't you address all bullying of all kids? Why don't you make it inclusive instead of so exclusive? Why don't you inclusive of all kinds of bullying? And so she wanted that to be addressed by the school board. The school board refused to allow her to have that on the agenda to be addressed, and which is a violation of her rights as a parent under state law.
Uh-huh.
And so we at Pacific Justice Institute are holding that school district accountable and on the grounds that they cannot just silence people because what they say is not politically correct or because what they say is has a traditional religious conviction behind it.
Well, you know, that's and that seems to be what the problem is that as long as it's politically correct, you can say almost everything. We got 1 minute left. And
hey, Brad, when we come back, we got to take a break with Fox News. Please hang in there with us. We do have some questions. We also want to bring up in San Juan Capistrano with the Bible study at home.
Yeah.
You, too.
Unbelievable. Yes.
Unbelievable. We're going
to
share that with our listeners when we come back. Some of the things that are just outrageous that are going on, and that's exactly why we want to know about the Pacific Justice Institute. KCNR 1460.
That was 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
We have 30 seconds more here. Sorry.
I'm looking at the beginning of the
That's
break.
Okay, Brad. We're still learning this. We've only been doing it for 2 or 3 years.
The station item, it's not funny.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The lack of a deal on reducing the debt driving down stocks today, the Dow down 305 points. Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry says Republicans on the deficit super committee won't bend.
It's been a constant process of saying you have to lock in the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans.
Arizona Republican John Kyle.
One reason we've been so much against raising taxes in this process is because we do not want the economy to suffer.
Republican senators already writing a bill to stop automatic military cuts that would kick in if the committee fails. A Seattle Mariners outfielder, Greg Hallman, has been stabbed to death in the Netherlands. Police in Rotterdam arresting his brother as a suspect. Hallman was Dutch, 24 years old. At the movies.
Last night was the best night of my existence.
The new Twilight movie sells $283 million worth of tickets worldwide this weekend. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your chances are escalating to new levels to win in the Cubalicious Swipe to Win at Wind River Casino. Don't miss your first chance Cubalicious drawing Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock. Swipe to win, play to win. It's a pretty big deal. Our first chance drawing is Wednesday, November 30th at 8 o'clock, where you could win a share of over $7,500 in cash and prizes. Get the facts on Wind River's Cubalicious by logging on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Casino, where locals play. Offering the hottest variety of table games. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker, Texas shootout, pie gout, and lucky ladies bonuses. Plus, Monday evenings, try your luck on our $1 blackjack table. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last one. For details, log on to windriver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:33 in the morning, November the 21st, 40 degrees out there, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460. Hello, Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl, and Dave moved to Nevada, but thanks for listening.
We
thanks for hopping on, and we really do miss you guys. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
DC and Tim give great haircuts. Take a step back in time. It's, you know, great prices, great haircuts, great conversation. Man's Last Stronghold. They give discounts to veterans. It's just a great place. It's a good place to just sit there. And while you're waiting, before you get your haircut, just to listen to the conversation, read the magazines. It's great. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today.
Brad
Dacus,
who is with, I just want to make sure I said the name right, Pacific Justice Institute. Welcome back to the program, Brad.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
You know, Brad, when we left, we were talking about the
Bible study.
The Bible study, and people, a town was finding...
San Juan Capistrano,
was
I understand.
Finding
that's
people for having home Bible studies?
Oh, that's right. This town of San Juan Capistrano is, it's outrageous because... they have this home Bible study, and these houses are on 1.5 acres of land. There's plenty of room for parking. There's only 8 houses on this wide street, and one side of the street has no houses at all. There's no noise made because they don't sing songs or clap in this Bible study. They pray and read the Bible. And yet one neighbor who doesn't like people of faith, allegedly, she went ahead and complained with the city. And normally you think the city would say, well, hey, this is their family, and they have a right to have their family and friends over to study the Bible if they want. But no, this city said, you're going to have to pay a fine, and you're going to pay a fine again, and they fined them twice, and then they said, we're going to fine you $500 for every day from here on out. We catch you having a home Bible study, and in order to ever have one, you're going to have to get a conditional use permit, where you're going to have to get a traffic impact study, a negative environmental impact study, and pay lots of money to the city. This is not in China. This is the United States.
This
and
is so like...
We have Pacific Justice Institute representing them.
Well, this is like Bible study gone bad. You know, it's like, you know, like behind bars, like go underground if you want to do Bible study, you know, break the law if you want to have a Bible class at your home or you're going to pay $500. So I don't know. Where's the outrage with this? Why don't we hear about this across our news all the time? And that's what you guys are bringing to light with Pacific Justice Institute.
Right. And this one did receive some coverage. Fox News, of course, covered it. We were pleased about that, and even ABC and some of the others, at least on the internet, covered it. So we were, you know, that was good. But without question, yeah, it doesn't get the same coverage that some other things do, and it's a shame because this is talking about people's rights to use their home, to meet in their home. You know, it's not a government home; it's their private home. And I'd like to compare this briefly, if I may, to communist China. You see, in communist China, it sort of shows you how way out we are here. Because in communist China, the land of oppressors, okay, they allow people to have religious meetings in their home if they have up to 15 people with no problem. And if they have more than 15, then in China you simply have to register your home religious meeting with the government. Well, here in San Juan Capistrano, their policy is if you have more than 3 people meeting at your home, just more than 3, and someone complains, then, and meaning for any reason at all, then you have to get a conditional use permit with the city. And it's an utter nightmare to think that we in the United States have less religious freedom to have religious meetings in our homes than in communist China. But that's the truth.
That is just, you know, mind-boggling right now when you think about it. And you know, it's another example of people making laws that, they don't think of the ramifications of it. And then when confronted with it, they just stick up for them when they're stupid. So
right. And mind you, I think it's important for your audience to realize that Reading and those communities listening to this broadcast is their cities may have something just as diabolical on the books that they're simply not enforcing. So, this was on the books for a while with San Juan Capistrano before it was, their attorney decided to push it. I encourage people to go and talk to their cities and say, okay, what are the restrictions on home Bible studies? And find out what they are. And we at Pacific Justice Institute will be happy without charge to work with that city to amend their policy to something that is reasonable and palatable for the rights of property owners.
Well, I tell you what, you know, one of the big questions, and we're going to, before we just have to take a break on it, but let's bring it up now, is the new law with, you know, and changing the textbooks to so that the question about teaching children about, you know, in their classes of the gender and the sexuality during their history and social studies classes.
Or the our history heroes and what their sexual preference was. Do we care? We don't want to know. Whatever.
Anyway, we want to talk about that when we get back, Brad. So we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. 8:40 in the morning. It's 40 degrees out there. And this is November the 21st. It's Thanksgiving week.
Diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Support our local veterans by making your donation this month during RABA's second annual Salute to North State Veterans. Many are in need of transportation to and from work, home, support, and medical services. With your kind donation, RABA can provide passes making our veterans' lives easier. Please call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart located in the Town and Country Shopping Center to make your donation. For every dollar raised, RABA will provide a free bus pass to a local veteran. Call 906-6312 or stop by the Gold Mart today and say thank you to our vets.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. Celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take the unused cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Hazardous Waste Facility. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201. And enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebaugh, 8:44 in the morning, November the 21st. Our guest, Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. He's the president of Pacific Justice Institute. He's been on every major news organization, and we see you on, you know, on TV a lot, Brad, and because you're fighting a good fight, it appears.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely a team effort, and we do our work completely without charge, thanks to, I without hesitancy say, some of your listeners and your audience that support our work with their nonprofit, with their tax-deductible donations. So thank you very, very much.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the latest in changing how we teach in school, when we start teaching, you know, gender awareness, if you know, I don't even know even how to explain this, because we've had the Shasta County superintendent of schools here, and he's not even sure what they're supposed to be doing under this new law that we have to teach gender awareness and you know, who and what people are, and you know, instead of just being, as Linda said, an American explorer, now we've got to talk about whether they're homosexual or transgender.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it specifically requires that all the way down to kindergarten, that in all history instruction, they specifically go out of their way to highlight not just people's activities who happen to possibly be homosexual or transgender, but they actually highlight their sexuality of being homosexual or transsexual. And mind you, it's alleged, because most people in history, you know, even if they weren't proud of it. So it's very speculative. But they're going to go out of their way to slap that label of homosexual onto people in history that may not have been, and do it only in a positive manner. So, you know, if they died of ramifications because of their sexual behavior, that will be excluded, because only things that are positively affirming that sexual lifestyle will be allowed to be in their history class.
So you can't, well, can you say this, is that okay, George Washington was heterosexual? I mean, well, is it going to be, I mean, do you have to explain what each person in history that you're talking about is?
Well, theoretically, it could be interpreted that way, but in reality, they're going to be using this solely as a pretext for promoting homosexuality and transsexuality, transgenderism. That will be without question. Well, for example, like in the American Revolution, we can expect that there were at least two or three occasions. One case I know of in history where a woman decided to dress like a man so that she could join the American army and fight to defend America, and they weren't allowing women to subscribe, you know, to join. So that's what she did, and that happened at least in more than one occasion. Well, they could pull that in and say, see, that she was a transgender. She really felt like a man, and that's why she did it. Well, no, that's not why she did it. She did it because she loved her country and she wanted to fight for her country, and that she had a fighting spirit. So that's the kind of twisting that they're going to do for these children at a very, very young age.
Now, don't the counties have a – are they going to be able to choose when they can start teaching this, though?
January 1st is when it's supposed to.
2000, but that's 2013, though, right? Or is it?
Well, no, it's coming up this January 1st. But here's the clincher on this. Even if they decide to sort of skate it, it's still going to be in the textbooks that are supposed to be redrafted or recredited in 2014. It may actually be even a little later, practically speaking, because of the budget constraints that we're facing is just going to be horrendous to our budget.
Oh yeah,
which we're already in serious trouble on. So we're going to have the textbooks now. We at the Pacific Justice Institute are working on things in terms of policies that school districts can use to help circumvent some of this. But without question, some of it is going to seep in, and in order to comply with the law. And so parents who have their children in public schools, you really seriously need to reconsider what you're doing with your kids and your educational options, whether it's homeschooling, private schooling, Christian schooling, or charter schooling, depending on the charter school.
Well, that's the thing. That was what I was going to ask about. Are they going to be able to lean into that one too, then, if you're not teaching to a certain standard? Don't you have to reach a certain standard with the on the testing and all this? Even when you homeschool.
Yeah, and there's a to be a WASC accredited school, for example. They have certain standards of education. I believe that schools will be able to survive. Private schools will be able to survive using their curriculum, which does not have to be the state curriculum,
right?
The textbooks, but some charter schools though use those textbooks. That's what they do. That's what they use, and those will be influenced, without question.
Well, you know, and I have such a I have such a problem with this. If it's, you know, like I said, when we were talking to the school superintendent, he had problems with it. He wasn't sure how they were going to address it. He wasn't sure, you know, at the level they were going to start. I mean, he said the whole thing is so convoluted.
And Carl has a teaching degree, and Carl got his master's. And before we started the radio station, Carl was, when he came up to Reading, he was teaching in a bunch of different schools. And so I can imagine what that must be like when you, you know, don't, I just, it's twisted, like you said, the idea of.
Well, each school can do it different.
We do need to teach tolerance. I mean, we need to be tolerable for our neighbors and our brothers and sisters and mankind. This is true. But to be able to teach a lifestyle what's the word I'm trying to find here? To be able to say it's okay for this kind of or that kind of lifestyle. We don't want to condemn, but there is such a thing as bringing light and saying that this is just average. This everybody's like this.
Right. It's the difference between tolerance and acceptance. Tolerance is putting up with something that you may find morally despicable or deplore and being the outraged with. Acceptance is embracing it as equal and if not or even better than the alternatives. And that, of course, has no business of government because it totally inherently violates the rights of parents in raising their children and deciding what are the moral values and moral rights and wrongs that, according to their faith and their family convictions, that should be accepted. So That's the role, though, is to brainwash children that this is a wonderful alternative lifestyle that many parents and families don't agree with. And we need it. We don't need to allow for bullying of any child for any reason. We need to make sure that that everyone's respected. You know, my heart goes out to a lot of these kids who are growing up who have the feelings of these you know, these sexual orientation struggles. It's you know, a lot of them don't have parents, so they don't have a father for affirmation and bonding, and that's one of many factors that can play in. You know, so we need to be loving, we need to be compassionate, but by no means do we need to be stepping on the rights of parents and indoctrinating children into something that will only give them greater confusion and greater difficulty in resolving their own gender identity and sexual orientation as they grow up.
Okay, we'll take a break on that. Brad Dacus is our guest from the Pacific Justice Institute. We're going to take a quick break. Carl Lindebaugh, 8:52 in the morning. It is November 21st, holiday week, Thanksgiving week. We'll be back in a minute. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Just a small town girl, living in.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What is excellence? What is professionalism? What is a quality windshield repair? At Crackmaster, you will see the difference. Crackmaster has been serving the North State for over 18 years. From rock chips to cracks, a quality repair done right saves time and money. Crackmaster is the leader in windshield repair, and with an experienced, specialized approach, Crackmaster performs to the industry standards. You have a choice. Crackmaster, 241-8373. 241-8373.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Yeah, we won't back down. Carl and DeBott. Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. And you've got a run, is that right, Brad?
Yeah, pretty soon. I'm going to be lecturing at 9 a.m.
All right, Brad. Thanks so much for being on KCNR. We'd love to have you back. You've been so informative. And, of course, we want our listeners to know that you can go to PacificJusticeInstitute.com.
.org.
Is it dot?
Actually, PacificJustice.org or even TJI. PJI.org will get you there as well.
Well, I went onto Google and I just went Pacific Justice Institute and you came up and there was so great website, wonderful information.
You know, Brad, we never even got into what you can do at Christmas, you know, in the schools. So.
Oh, yeah, we could love to talk about that again. And they can sing Christmas songs, all kinds of Christmas songs in public schools. And love to talk about that. That'd be great.
Okay, Brad. Hey, thanks a lot
for
being on.
Thanks for joining our program.
Thank you. My pleasure. Keep up the great work. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. You know, this is, you know, we need to, you know, that was a good question you had that we didn't get a chance to ask is how did you even start this? But
just kind of
when you get into this is, I mean, the rights of parents, you know, about what's going on in schools. I mean, parents need to exercise their rights. And the other thing, too, is, you know, and the thing about the unions, I did not realize is that in every union, both public and private, you know, our government and you know, private industry, is that you can have every one of your dollars that you pay into the union go into a charity that you want, and you don't have to. It doesn't have to be religious, because he said you could be an atheist and say, hey, look, you know what? I want every dollar that I put into the union for my dues to go to a charity. And this was from
that's cool
from 30 years ago. Yeah, that they, you know, they made this decision. It is, you know, I didn't know that. The part about the. Some of the things you were finding when you were doing your research was that you could read the story of Christmas straight from the Bible to your class, as long as you don't proselytize and you don't say you should, you know, this is what you should do, this is what you should believe, as long as you just read the story.
And this is how, also, I think you have to, I think there's a word at the, you'll read about this if you go to PacificJusticeInstitute.org. I'm sorry about that, and say that this is how the Christians believe. So if you're reading a Christian story, I think that's what you have to kind of say that. I've been waiting with this ticket in my hand all day, and I know Bob shakes his hand, but Diane's taking a call. I've got a pass for two tickets to go to the Nutcracker, which is December 8th, 9th, 10th, and or you can go to December 10th at 2 o'clock. So if you give a call here this morning, 605-4567. I've got two tickets to go see the Nutcracker. Give us a call. And Carl, what a great day. It's been a wonderful day. And here we are on the 21st day of November.
Ugh,
start the Thanksgiving week.
It's going to be rainy.
That was a great call from Brad.
Yeah.
I want him to call. I want to do a whole other show around the whole Christmas season if he'll come back in another day.
I think you probably will. You know. In fact, you know, this week we've got a number of things coming on that we're going to be talking about that have to do with the holiday season and all this, and with the people coming in on the for Thanksgiving. We have to, I think we've got a winner here for the tickets here, for the show. You know, other things we have, coming up here this month, of course, gosh, the month's almost up. What are we going to, you know, then we've got Haven Humane rolling in. We've got, you know, all the shows. There's, you know, having their Thanksgiving shows.
We want to let you know that currently 41 degrees downtown. We appreciate you guys joining us. It's so much fun. We have 30% chance of rain today with the highs around 53. Tonight we're going to get to be around 41 degrees. Tomorrow we have about 55 and rain tomorrow as well, and Tuesday night and Wednesday. So it looks. Guess what? As I look forward to the week, we have a rain ahead of us and fog, as Bob said. And, of course, you know, Carl, who's on for tomorrow?
Well, we've got Cascade Christmas. announcement's going to roll in here. But we have Ted Leidy on tomorrow, and we haven't had Ted on in a long time. And Ted is he's a NRA instructor talking about concealed carry. And you know, it kind of goes on, and we start talking about you know, that taken thing where, you know, you have to, you know, you're defending your property, you're making your house more secure. And if you look at you know, the uptick, it seems like in violent events that we've been seeing around the country and even around here in Shasta County, that being able to take care of yourself, being able to protect yourself and your family, while you're waiting for the police to come, and we have a great police department, don't misunderstand me a second on that, but they are spread thin. And if it takes time to, for you, for them to get there to your house, you need to be able to protect yourself in a variety of ways. One is just harden your house, which is one of some of the things the class was over the weekend. But also, you have the right to carry, and you have a right to defend yourself. And you have a right to defend yourself with deadly force if your life is in danger. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow with Ted Leidy, along with Cascade Christmas. We're going to talk about a number of different things.
And we love it when our Chat Packers are here. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, we're sorry, Big Brad, about that light. We know about those light tickets. Carl and DeBot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guy.